This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. One of the missions of the Santa Fe Opera Guild is education, explaining this sometimes mysterious art form to members of the community. Following up on last year's popular series Opera 101, next Saturday, March 17th, the Santa Fe Opera Guild presents Opera 201, a four-hour session in Santa Fe's Stearin Hall. The first half of the program will be led by our guest this morning, opera singer, teacher, coach, and opera director, Kathleen Clausen. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. It's great to be here.
One of the aspects of opera you're going to look at is how singers produce these extraordinary sounds.
Absolutely. When I was asked to teach the class, we looked at a review from the New York Times and looked at some of the terms that were bandied about and realized that jargon is sort of what separates people from being in the know or not being in the know. And there's a fear based on, oh, I don't know what that word means. So it's my hope that I can teach people some of the terms. So the morning part of the session is going to be about the voice itself, vocal categories, what's the difference between a coloratura and a castrato, and all the variations in between, why different composers have used different voice types, mm-hmm. and hopefully demystifying the voice itself. And then the afternoon part of the session is going to be all about opera production, which mm-hmm. is why they asked me, because actually I'm not just leading the morning, I'm leading the afternoon as
well. Oh,
you
are? I didn't
realize
that.
Yes, it's all Kathleen Clausen all the time. So the morning session is about the voice, then we take a break for lunch, and that lunch is provided by the opera. It's going to mm-hmm. be lovely. And the afternoon session will be a discussion of production aspects of the opera. And I'll put on my other hat, put on my directing hat.
Directing hat.
And I will be joined by Paul Horpital, mm-hmm. Andrea Fellows-Walters, and Randy Lutz, all from the opera, discussing how we go from the page to the stage, how the director makes the decisions that they make about a production, and then how those decisions are put on stage.
And who are you thinking of as the audience?
Actually, everyone, I think. I'm hoping that in this class, it'll be useful for people who don't know anything about opera, but are maybe a little interested, want to know more, and also people who know a lot. I'm hoping that people who have never been to the Santa Fe Opera, who've always been interested, might consider coming up for this wonderful class as an introduction to opera itself and an introduction to the beautiful space that is the Santa Fe Opera.
Right. And there will be hands-on things as well.
Yes. In the morning, I'll be talking about the voice. Who knows? I might be able to be coerced into singing a little bit. But I'll also be playing clips and showing photographs and that sort of thing. And then in the afternoon, after lunch, the production team will be showing costumes, models from past productions, fabulous props and things. So you really get up close to some of the magnificent production values of the Santa Fe Opera, to see the detail and the workmanship, nothing halfway about the Santa Fe Opera at all.
No, this is no elbow macaroni that's been painted gold.
Absolutely. No, it's really gorgeous. And what I love about it is you'll see the collaboration between all the aspects. I think we're going to be looking at some of the things from one of the past productions of Tosca, which is appropriate.
Right, because that's coming this
exactly.
summer.
Exactly.
Singer and director Kathleen Clausen leads Opera 201, a four-hour look at the mysteries of opera, next Saturday, March 17th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Stearin Hall at the Santa Fe Opera. The community event is presented by the Santa Fe Opera Guild. Reservations are required. Go to opera201santafe.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Kathleen.
Thanks for having me, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.
Oh, how the day is good tidings to Zion.